people of Toronto, I'm telling you that there's no way, absolutely no way, that you should be leaving this radio station.
Because you know why? Roger T and Kevin C.
In the place to be most
down. You are listening to the Read to Rap Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
You are listening to the Read to Rap
Dynamic. Ladies and gentlemen,
you are listening to the Read to Rap
Dynamic. Are you ready?
And you are listening to Read to Rap Radio
with Roger T and his main man, Kevin C. Kevin C. Kevin C.
In the place to be, most definitely.
Thanks for tuning into the Read to Rap Roundtable. I'm your host, Roger T. With me, I have my engineer.
Yeah.
My sound man.
Yeah.
My technical support.
Yes.
And my co-host, all wrapped up in one silky smooth package, my main man.
Kevin C. in the place to be, most definitely.
And the place to be is?
R2RRadio.com.
If I'm online, where can they find you?
They can find us on the World Wide Web, www.readtorap.com. That's R-E-A-D, the number two, R-A-P.com.
Always looking so silky smooth and so fresh.
Yeah.
If I post a picture, where can I see it?
They can find it on Instagram. For those of you with Instagram, follow us at Read to Rap Music.
And whether you love us or hate us, always like us on
Facebook. Take a look.
We're going to take a look. And you know what? I've been taking a look at me.
Yeah.
All my clothes off, standing in front of the mirror. I look at me. And you know, sometimes, Kev, I don't like what I see.
Right. Me too, brother.
Right. And you say this all the time to me. You say, when you don't like what you see, then do something about it. Make a change.
Yeah, make a change.
I don't know how to make a change. So today, we got ourselves an expert.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know what? I want him to talk directly to me.
To you.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Because I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
All right, Mike.
That's right. I'm going to do it like Mike here. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely.
All right. We're going to talk to a brother from DFC.
That's right.
I'm not going to tell you what it stands for.
Not yet.
He's going to do that for us.
That's right.
This is the Read to Rap Roundtable. I'm your host, Roger T, with my main man,
Kevin C. In the place to be, most definitely.
Stay tuned. There's more to come after the commercial break. Commercial break. Commercial break. Commercial break.
Questions, thoughts, answers. Email us. info@readtorap.com. Keep it locked for more of the Read to Rap Roundtable. For more information, check us out. www.readtorap.com.
I just finished doing a couple of reps, you know what I'm saying?
Sweating.
This is the Roundtable. I'm your host, Roger T, with my main man,
Kevin C, in the place to be, most definitely.
Kev, you know what I do on my pastime, right?
Yeah, I know what you do.
Right? I run, I go to the gym, yeah. I work out. I consider myself to be physically fit.
Right.
I consider myself to be healthy.
You're active.
Yeah, because you know, if I didn't go to the gym, I always wonder what I would look like if I didn't go.
Right.
Right? But I used to be a big guy.
Mm. Yes.
I've done my part to help me lose some weight.
Right. I used to be big like you too.
No. I hear you used to be bigger than me. And the word on the street is that you were bigger than me. Right? And then you found some kind of potion.
Aight. Yeah.
All right? To make you be the guy you are.
Potion number 10.
Mm. But there isn't. There's no secret potion. There's no secret to nothing. There's no shortcuts.
Definitely.
It's the real deal.
You got to put in that work, man.
Listen, there's a lot of people that get up and go and put in the work and they just don't get the results.
Right.
They need an extra help.
Right.
Right? There's some people that say they're personal trainers. Right? And I've seen them.
Yeah.
But they're just training for their own personal pocketbook.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Now we got some individuals that say they are fitness coaches.
Right.
Well, put me in, coach. I need to play.
I need to play in the game.
I need to get off the bench.
That's right.
Kev, you've done it once again. The Roundtable presents Amar from DFC.
That's right.
Welcome to the show, Amar. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, both of you, I just love what you did. You know, my name is Amar, your fitness coach and consultant. I'm your fat loss expert and the authority in my neighborhood.
Okay, now first things first. You don't say you're an expert. What makes you a fat loss expert? Because that's a big term to use.
It is. It is really a big term, and I really do love the actual question. And what makes me an expert? If you notice, I use the word fitness coach.
Yes.
Right? And not personal trainer. And you said it right on the head. You have a lot of guys in there doing things that are very cookie cutter. No creativity. They're not about the individual. Right? We all know that in this industry, you go to a gym to get in shape.
Yes.
Because that's how they've sold it.
Right.
In all reality, if you give me an elevator, I'll put you looking like the best you've ever looked.
So you don't need a gym then?
Not at all. Not at
but
all.
Personal trainers say that to you all the time. What makes you a fitness coach?
Now,
what's the difference between a coach and a fitness trainer?
Now, one thing about a trainer trying to break you down to build you up.
Right.
A coach is going to take what he has and wins championships.
Okay.
There we go.
And that's the key to what I do, is to uplift the individual to another level, another mind state, so they can go to that another level physically.
You know, I understand the physical aspect, Kev, right? But there's a mental aspect. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
That often plagues people. Because we know we're not supposed to eat certain things. You right. know you're supposed to exercise. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
How does a personal coach get you to do what you know you need to do?
Well, it's all about results, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't sell a gym. I sell results. Now, one of the first and foremost things that people always want to see, is it working?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to
is
see
it working, right? Is it working? Now, the only way you know if it's working is if we have a bar meter.
Okay.
Right? So where are you today? Where do you want to be tomorrow? And let's make sure you stay there once you get there.
Okay. So let's look at what the average person in the city is supposed to look like.
To look like, yeah. According to, I guess, weight, height, and all these specs, right? So let's take the average person. Let's just use it generically.
Okay. Let's take the average person, and we'll take our community, because our community right now is being plagued by things like diabetes.
Yes.
Right.
Obesity is high now in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
right? And all of this can be contributed to the intake. Right. So it's what we put in is what we get out in everything in life.
Okay.
Right. So you have people eating things that don't agree with their bodies, but they're eating it because of habit, because of economics, and it's giving them the results that they really, really not supposed to be getting.
Amar, let me be honest with you. You look fit, but right. you look small. You look a little bit thin. You look like a little bit man.
Right.
You don't look like you've been a guy who's been big. So
right.
I don't know. Have you ever had to struggle with obesity in any way?
I never had to struggle with obesity, but I was inspired by my sister.
Okay.
Right? I lived with it. And one of the best things coming from a Jamaican home is that they'll tell you big is healthy, little bit.
Oh, hold on. You're saying
a mongrel dog, right?
But you know, and you made a good point, because you're talking about the whole Jamaican piece.
Yes.
But let's look at West Indian in general, the way we eat. Kevin, you and I have been talking about
this. Oh, yeah. We eat heavy.
We eat food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we eat food. Like
a two-handed plate. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
To the top. Feel like a mountain.
Yes. You have your food, you have your gravy, you have your heavy. And so we're used to doing that.
Definitely.
Right? And as a community, don't we celebrate by eating?
All the time.
If there's a death, don't we mourn by eating?
Right.
So most of our emotions are based around food. So now as a fitness expert, or I guess in your case, the coach. How are you going to coach? Like, I mean, listen, you're talking to your sister.
Yes.
Right? How do you coach your sister? She older or younger than you?
Younger than me.
Okay, so how... So your sister looks at you like, come on now. You done born skinny already, and I already have this food here. You're trying to talk to your parents who are giving them big old plates of food like Jamaica, eat this bowl of cake, and you know... What do you do, man?
Here was the common thing. I had an issue with my mom. I said, listen, if we don't get this in handle, she was about... let's say, you know, she was about, at the time, 10 years old, 10 to 12 years old. She was already 100 pounds over, close to 100 pounds over. And
wow. They
contribute. She'll grow out of it. The thing about growing out of something is that you also grow into habits.
Good thought.
So I agree, yes, you might grow out of it. But if you don't have anything else to substitute the behavior that allows the mind to say, okay, this is good and this is bad, then you will continue to do what is bad because it's what you know.
Right. But we also know what we have in regards to economics.
Mm,
no matter how much you know, when you have no
survival,
money,
survival
you have to eat bread.
Right.
And people say, don't eat carbs, don't eat bread, but when I have to feed my family, I'm going to feed my family with the little bit of money I have. How do you do this on a budget?
Hear this. You can do it on a great budget. There's times where I've been what they call broke.
Yes.
And bread and sardine comes in handy. Now, the difference between don't eat carbs and don't work out versus eating carbs and working out is far. It's far. Why? You can eat carbs, right? Carbs allow your muscles to produce insulin. But if you're going to eat carbs and sit down, nothing's going to happen. It's just going to turn into fat. The body's going to process it as sugar and turn it into fat.
I did not know I was coming here to get taught a lesson from a coach.
Right?
This seems to be very complex. There seems to be a lot of facets to losing weight.
And maintaining.
This is the Read to Rap Roundtable, and Roger T is getting taken to school here today. But I want to know, Kevin, does it work?
Yeah, that's a key thing. I mean, a lot of our listeners and a lot of people know, we'll get into the next segment, our listeners and our people generally, they go to a gym, they got a membership, we pay X amount of dollars for the membership, but a lot of times we don't go. Mm. So, why have the membership? You know what I mean?
It makes them feel comfortable.
It makes them feel good.
Have something in the wallet.
Exactly.
And Kevin, if I may, I want to address that. Everyone's New Year's resolution is to get a gym membership. It's not to lose fat. So they do their New Year's resolution. They get the membership. Right? They've accomplished that, right?
Right.
And another thing I'd like to say is that there is a big difference between losing weight and losing fat. If you want to lose weight, just cut an arm off.
Okay.
Right? Losing fat is specific. In order to lose fat, we develop muscle. Fat is the insurgent. Muscle is your ally. Fat takes up more space. Muscle weighs more.
Now listen, when you just said all that, you hit me on my self-esteem for a moment.
Oh, okay.
And I think a lot of people see fat as being bad. And when they can't lose it, they see themselves as being bad at doing that. I know there's a psychological warfare that happens to you. We're going to take a quick break and come back. I'm going to try to get some crunches in and during the break.
Yeah, get them in.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
because
sir.
I'm sitting here with the coach, the personal coach from DFC.
That's right.
This is Roger T from the Read to Rap Roundtable. I'm sitting here with my main man,
Kevin C, in the place to be, most definitely.
Hey, what up? It's your homeboy, Tristan. Keep it locked to rtrradio.com.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Cherise Flaherty from The Cherise Show. And I'm here at the Read to Rap Roundtable with Kevin C. and, of course, Roger T. Stay tuned in because this is definitely the place to be.
Hey, hey, hey. Andrew Burrows Trotman here. You are listening to the Read to Rap Roundtable.
Hi, this is Shanique, and you're listening to the Read to Rap Roundtable.
You are listening to the Read to Rap Roundtable.
I have to apologize to all of our listeners because even during the break, we're getting educated. We're sitting here with DFC, man. I'm telling you, personal coach Amar. Amar, thanks for joining the roundtable.
Thank you for having me, both of you.
Listen, there's not enough time in this show to talk to you. So I got to get to some of the things our listeners really want to know.
Okay. That's right.
We talked about the complexity of weight loss. Mm-hmm. It's not just food, is it?
No, it's not. You would see right now a lot of people, they say they diet. Now, everybody here is literate. We read to rap around here, right?
That's right.
Let's spell diet together. D-I-E. Let's stop it there.
There it is.
Why should I die? Right? It's really about nutrition. It's really about what your body really needs for its optimal use. It's really about feeding the body the right nutrients so it can disperse and feed what it is that it needs.
Okay, so let's talk about the right nutrients. Does it have to be organic?
what does organic really mean?
Well, that's my question, because
good question. I mean, people, everything is organic now.
Yeah, exactly. We started out eating fruits and vegetables, and they told me, oh, it's got to be organic. Yeah. Organic comes at an organic price, and for me, that's a big issue.
And a big price tag.
Right, and I'll tell you this much. At one point, organic used to mean the way our ancestors used to do it, out the ground. Organic today is a marketing ploy.
Yes, it is.
Right, and it's sad. Because it's taking advantage of the problem instead of providing the solution. Now, keep it simple. You can buy any type of fruits. Nowadays, it's kind of harsh because the fruits don't even have seeds in them anymore. So I don't know if they're real fruits. So try to go to, we're in Ontario. You have these places, farmers markets and stuff you can shop at.
Okay.
Right? There's a bunch of them around and you can really get great prices on this.
So take me to it. Take
yeah,
me to
go
it.
Through a shopping
I'm gonna give
list.
You $20.
Yes,
right now.
Okay,
and you're gonna keep me healthy for the day.
Okay. So it's let's just go real basic. So $20. Let's take $20 and let's go and buy some bananas.
Okay.
So we can get our potassium in.
Okay.
Let's buy some figs. Right.
Figs?
Let's buy some figs.
Okay.
High in iron. As Caribbean people, we lack iron living in these countries. Right. So let's also go ahead. We still didn't even spend. What do we say? We spent a dollar so far. So we got $19 left. Right. Let's go ahead and buy some lettuce. Romaine dark lettuce. Let's buy
romaine lettuce, not just any old lettuce.
We don't want to buy the
iceberg.
We don't want to buy iceberg. Why? Because it's water based. There's no nutrition in it.
Okay.
It's very low in nutrition. Right.
Learn something new today.
There you go.
Right.
Let's go and get those dark greens. Right. Why? Because your muscle fibers need them. And your muscles are built of fibers, right? Let's go ahead now. Let's go down to the next aisle. And let's say some people, they need their protein, right? Let's go ahead and buy some eggs, right? Okay. Let's also go buy some fish.
Any particular kind of fish?
Any fish is good for you. You don't really want the farm raised, but that's what's around.
Give us an example of a farm raised.
So you have a lot of times now, you have these Asian markets that are selling salmon and stuff like that.
Okay.
These are farm raised. They're not Pacific. They're not from the ocean. Not wild.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. You want wild. Right.
Okay.
Simply because it's not tampered with. Okay. Remember, what goes in is what comes out, guys.
True indeed.
If you notice, a lot of people are getting these skin diseases and these situations where their skin is breaking out. Right. That's because of what has been put in. The body has to break up those chemicals and get rid of them somehow, so they come out on the skin.
All
right. Right.
So how much we got left now? We got the figs. We got the lettuce.
Yeah. We got some fish. So let's say we got $10 left.
And some eggs.
Yeah. Some eggs. We got $10 left now. All right. Now why don't we just go and get some olive oil?
All right.
Olive. What's it?
Virgin. Is that virgin?
Virgin olive oil.
But hold on a second. You know what? I know oil is bad for you. That's what they say. They say oil is bad for you.
That's what they say.
So what am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to fry up all this?
Well, you see, the beautiful thing about olive oil, you don't need to use a lot of it. So now we're economic. We're being economic.
Right.
Yeah. Economizing for the home. Right?
Right.
Olive oil is a cold press oil. So you don't need to use a lot of it. Right? And now let's get ourselves some sweet potatoes along with that.
Okay.
Okay? Why? Because I could bake sweet potatoes. Right? Yeah. I can go ahead and bake some sweet potatoes. Now you go home. Now you take your fish, cook that how you feel you want to cook it. You go ahead and you chop up that. Hey, guess what? Don't forget to throw broccoli in there, females. Don't forget, science is still figuring out why broccoli is helping women bust up fat.
Right.
Yeah. So get that broccoli, eat it raw. You can steam it. Try not to overcook your food because you're also getting rid of the nutrients in there.
Right.
Right? So eating things as raw as possible is better for your body because you have enzymes that were built inside your stomach that help break that down.
Listen, there are a lot of personal trainers who just don't explain this to us right now.
Don't give it to you like that.
Right? You're going to have to slow down because our listeners right now are writing this out.
Okay, not a problem.
All right.
Continue. I want you listeners also to realize that you don't want the cookie cutter method.
Okay.
Because not every sock fits every foot and not every foot fits into every shoe.
Got you.
The average young person starts off their breakfast maybe with a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, cereal.
Or maybe some waffles, a breakfast sandwich of some sort. And maybe they catch it on the road, and I'm not going to call out any
fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Then at lunchtime is usually some type of combo, you know, so within the $5.99, $6.99 combo, right?
Yeah.
Usually consisting of something fried and maybe a lot of abundance
greasy,
of...
Greasy, and
burgers
sugary.
And fries or whatever, yes.
Yeah.
So they have a snack, chips and Coke. So that's the average young person,
right?
And that's not even to mention dinner time.
Yeah.
Right.
They've already ingested so many calories?
And not all calories are created equal.
Well, that's my question to you. Those calories that they're full, they're happy. Is calories a problem, or is it carbs, or is it the type of foods? Like,
now, you know, this is what we have to be very careful with our youth. And it is a design. Guys, I'm telling you out there, it is a design. They're not looking to build you up. They're looking to break you down. When you're broken down, you're easier to control. So think about it. You're eating all those sugars. Your brain has to process that before it can process schoolwork.
Right.
Right? The white sugar, for some reason, the brain doesn't break it down like it's supposed to. Okay? So when they go out there and they get all these foods, what happens now is that the body and the brain, they're trying to break all this down. They can't focus in class. They're nodding off. Like they fighting Mike Tyson, you know what I mean? They bobbing and weaving in class. So they can't focus.
Right.
Now, the thing about that, if you want to start your day off, start off simple. You just finished waking up. That means you went through a period of fasting. The body is dehydrated.
Okay.
Get yourself some warm water, maybe with a squeeze of lime in there. Okay? You want to eat some cereal? Try not to do the cow's milk because it's not cow's milk anymore. The machines milk the cow now, so there's blood that goes in the milk, so they got to wash that. When they wash that, now they take out all the vitamins, all the nutrients.
Right.
Wow.
Right? You got stuff out there now like almond milk. You got coconut milk. You got rice milk, right? You got even soy milk, and too much of that you don't want to do either because they're processing that all over in the lab. So it's so important to be mindful, be educated, right? Because we can't go out in our gardens and pick anymore like we used to.
Right.
Okay? So that's breakfast, right? Go ahead. If you are going to eat cereal, remember, 35 grams of sugar is your daily intake.
Wow.
That's it. No more than that.
Wait a second. 35 grams of sugar
is your daily required intake.
Wow.
Now, that sugar shouldn't come from sucralose. That shouldn't come from white sugar, right? These things break your body down, and then you got these things are thrown at you in the Cokes and in the 7-Ups and in the, right? These soft drinks. So what we want to do is we want to go ahead and get a glass of water, tall glass of water, first thing in the morning. You know what I mean? Put some lime in there. Go ahead and have your cereal with some almond milk. I like cereal too, man. Right? I haven't grown out of Frosted Flakes in a while. I just don't eat it as much anymore now, right?
Right, right.
Okay. The beautiful thing about this is if these youngsters can get active, get away from the games, get away from the PlayStations and the Xbox, right? Reward yourself with it. Don't overdo it. Get back on the basketball team. Get back on the football team. Get on that tennis team.
Now, you mentioned the youngsters, and I got to go right to you and ask you a simple question. Is it really the youngsters or is it the parents?
I like that question because I'm a firm believer in influencing the influencer.
Okay.
Right? Mm. So as much as the child doesn't have the buying power, he doesn't have the dollars, he can rant, she can rant and rave that they want this or that. The discipline now, yes, it comes from the parents. However, the parents have lost discipline as well.
Right.
Right? They themselves are not even eating. They themselves are missing out on meals.
Well, listen, most parents like myself, we say, okay, you know what? We're going to cook for the kids first. Once they finish eat, we'll eat whatever's left. And that seems to be the case. And right. We always eat later because the kids eat first.
Right.
So we're also eating late at night.
But also, is there a factor in there, Amar, where the parents or the guardian, whoever they may be, is encouraging this too, because they might say, I don't feel like cooking. I'm just going to give you, here's $10. Go to, you know, the nearest fast food restaurant and just buy yourself something to eat, which will contain what you said, the sugars and the fats and all that.
You know, what's beautiful about Determination Fit Camp, aka DFC, is that we really break this down in education form. I am not here to exercise you to death. I'm here to educate you to life. And I start with the parents, right? We have programs that allow the parents to get fit along with their children. Maybe not at the same time, but guess what? A happy home is a happy home.
Right.
Right? Right? So now if the parents know that, listen, I want to keep my results as an adult, it doesn't even matter what the children rant and rave about. Your taste buds will adjust.
Of course. Of course.
And do you actively work in the community with youth and parents? I mean, is this something that you do as a company, as a person? What do you do with the youth since you seem like you have a passion to teach them?
Very community driven, simply because I've worked with corporate fitness before and I didn't like it. Just don't like how people are being treated. Their pockets are being double dipped and their bank accounts are being robbed and with no results backing it. By all means, you know, you can punch somebody in the face, but if you teach them to keep their guard up, they might not mind the next time you hit them.
Right.
So the whole goal here is for me, with Determination Fit Camp, we're at Keelan Wilson. We're building our fat loss and combat studio, right? And the point for this is to allow the community to come back. Allow the community to, they're jaded right now. And my goal is to give them the results, to not let them worry about, is it going to be too expensive? Is it worth it? Yes, your life is worth it. Your life is worth it. However, you should not be taking advantage when you're trying to go ahead and get yourself in best shape.
Listen, you know what? I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see it.
Oh, yes.
I got to feel it.
Oh, yes.
I got to believe it. You know, we're going to talk about diet, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, we want to talk about how exactly I get in on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think you can move a big man like me? You think you can motivate me? You think you can push me? Let me ask you a real question. Right? You think you can beat me in a race? We're going to ask these questions. We're going to get the answers to these just in a moment.
There you go.
This is the Read to Rap Roundtable. I'm sitting here with DFC owner, president, and manager, and coach.
That's right.
Amar.
That's right.
And I'm sitting here with my main man,
Kevin C, in the place to be most definitely.
Challenge me to a race.
That's right.
You kidding me?
They're going to race you backwards.
I say peace. You know what I'm saying? Thank you to Read the Rap. You know, and let me just say this before I leave. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for rap music, you know what I'm saying, hip hop music, I would have been illiterate.
For more information, check us out. www.readtorap.com.
Message to the young people is to communicate, to talk to us. A lot of us feel and want to feel that we know it all and we don't. You guys are the vehicle of change, but without you driving that vehicle, there's going to be no change. Things are going to stay the same. So converse with us, find someone that you trust, find someone that you can lean on, and let us help you to shape this world the way it needs to be. Shout outs to Reed to Rap, to Kevin and Roger doing big things in all the communities. One of the big things for us is to be able to work with people that we trust and have passion for the community. And Reed to Rap, Kevin and Roger are that. So shouting you out, that's a wrap.
Hey, this is Michelle from JA Nursing. I just want to let you guys know that type 2 diabetes is on the rise. And ways in which you can help prevent this is knowing your family history and having a proper diet. This is r2rradio.com, and I'm Michelle Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at JA Nursing.
Talking about the real deal here, not no imitation. Imitation, this man looked like Cat Williams. You know that, right?
Listen, it's been said. When I first met him, I was like, hey, I know that brother.
The funny thing is, he is one of my favorite individuals because of how he keeps it real to himself.
And you know what? I found that interesting because he is real.
Like, yes.
Amar here is real. He's not blowing any smoke. He's not trying to. Mm-hmm. He hasn't come here to sell any product.
No.
He's here giving more knowledge than a lot of these so-called fitness experts that come
on.
And
I think that's what's attractive about DFC is that they're going to sit down with you and break it down.
Yes,
it's not just going to be like, here's your package, but no, let's understand the package.
Yes. Well, honestly, I'm a little afraid of that because you're talking about breaking it down. Listen, anytime I hear a personal trainer say they're going to break me down, I know they're trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
I don't want to get hurt. So walk me through one of your camps, your sessions.
There you go. One of the things that's very, very different about what I do is the intensity level. In a 30-minute intensified, specified training session, you can literally burn up to 6 hours after the session is done. This is for working class people who don't have time, they say. Then give me 30 minutes. If you can give me 3 hours of the week, give me 3 hours a week.
Okay.
I'll give you 10 years back of your life.
Really? So what kind of exercise do I need to do? Because listen, I go to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. And I know you're looking at me like, wow, where did I get this body? So I'm going to tell you where I got this body from, right? I got this body because I go to the gym, right? And I have body by roti. Okay?
Right.
Because I like a good West Indian food. But every once in a while, I feel guilty and say, all right, you know, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to walk on the treadmill.
Mm. Right.
All right. And then, oh gosh, I started feeling a little sweat. I better drink some water, right? I'm going to go over there to the weights, push two weights.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
That can almost be ineffective.
Okay, why?
Simply because you walk all the time. You know, if you ask anybody that works with me, including the gyms I used to work at, I am not a big fan of the treadmill.
Okay.
Right? Why? Well, in real life, the ground doesn't move.
Yeah, but if you walk around the gym, they think you're crazy.
Right.
So you gotta stand still.
So when you really look at it, in real life, the reason why running and jogging outside is more effective, because once your foot hits the floor, we have muscle activation.
Okay.
And then we have muscle release. Muscle activation, muscle release. If the floor is moving for you, where does your muscle get to activate?
Right. Mm. Good question.
Well, by moving the next foot forward before you fall.
But the floor is moving. You have not created an activation of the muscle. You're gliding.
Okay.
The floor is moving for you.
But there's a lot of gliding. There's gliding, there's ellipticals, and there's all these type of gliding.
I would rather the elliptical. Okay. Why? You got your upper body and your lower body moving simultaneously. Okay. You got a resistance on the upper body. You also got less knee pressure. Banging on the treadmill, because the ground is moving, you have gravity, your own weight, and the banging.
Right.
That banging is not good for your knees. The reverberation could damage your patella. Sorry for getting technical.
Did this man just say reverberation?
Yeah.
He said,
yeah. Right? Yeah. It's a reverb. It's a reverb. Right? We don't want that. Right? My philosophy is work the muscle, preserve the joints. Long after your muscles are gone, you have your joints still. I'm not into bodybuilding. I'm into body sculpting.
Okay.
It's easier to maintain.
I'm at an age right now where I'm not trying to jump up and down on no playground. I ain't trying to hurt myself right mm-hmm. now. If I get injured, it's 2 days off of work and no benefits. Right? So I really want to know, when I come to you, what are you going to guide me through?
I'm going to guide you through a low-impact, high-intensity routine.
What does that look like?
That routine is going to have about 5, maybe 8 movements. You'll be doing 2 movements back-to-back. So transitioning. Why? Because that increases the intensity and allows for your muscles to work simultaneously. So for instance, you have some people out here doing a plank.
Right.
So you're standing still. What if I tell you to do a plank and reach out? So now you got to balance your body, core working.
Okay.
You got to reach out now, lower back working. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now, when you're done, you sound like you were running. You're right. Panting.
I found that happened to me a couple of times.
Right.
I've been like, yo, why am I breathing like somebody's chasing me?
Yeah. Now, you know, one of the things we have to make sure as fitness coaches or as coaches in general is efficiency. We want efficiency.
Okay.
We might not have all the time to work with the individual. So what we got to do is we got to make it really efficient and effective, right? A lot of times you'll have someone who takes a whole hour to have you do 2-3 things.
Right.
Right? To me, that's ineffective. And this is one of the reasons why I get results in half the time as the average trainer. So I am no longer a trainer. I graduated from that a long time ago.
Right. So are the exercises that you prescribe for your clients, are they based upon their desired needs? Or are they just like something you would say, this is the regimen for a desired goal? Like, so say someone wants to lose 50 pounds. Is it the same thing for, is it a blanket, or is it designed for that individual?
So I'll actually paint a better picture for you. I have a client currently right now. He has to lose 150 pounds.
Ooh.
All right.
Is there a reason for that? Is there a reason that he has to lose it because he's
I'll tell you why.
A Canadian?
I'll tell you why. I'll go even deeper. Okay. I'll go deeper. Men and women out here, family members, parents, you're going to need life insurance.
Mm.
Life insurance, you do not qualify.
Oh.
If you are overweight.
Very interesting.
The sooner you get nipped that in the bud, the better. Why? Because obesity causes liver disease.
Right.
Heart disease.
Right.
Now, these criterias, when it comes to life insurance, you don't get it.
Right.
Now, the life insurance is for you and your family, not just for you.
So you work your whole life trying to provide for your family, and then you're not insured because you didn't take the time to eat properly.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a big cycle
and,
right there.
And Roger, I like how you said that. You didn't eat properly, because it starts from there. You cannot outwork a dishy diet.
Absolutely. And that's, you know what's interesting, because I got to say this, right? You know, I'm sitting here right now and I'm learning a lot. And a lot of times we know this already. Mm-hmm. Like, we
True
know.
Indeed. Yeah, we know.
But we just don't do. We got smokers out there that know smoking gives them cancer.
Right.
And they still smoke. They say they're addicted.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, can I be addicted to junk food?
You can be addicted to the feeling of emotional eating. You can be addicted to the comfort. You can be addicted to the sugar rush.
Right.
You can be addicted to those things. However, because we have the power of choice, you can switch that, right? You can allow your taste buds to enjoy something else. Instead of living to eat, you can eat to live.
All right.
That's right.
Now, for the record, I just want you to know that them Oreos on the table belong to Kevin.
Well, you want to... You
I like you some
what,
Oreos.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll be honest
to
everybody.
You don't know about me.
No.
I guess it is.
You know, I'll be honest to everybody, though. One of the things when I'm working with my clients, I am very strict with their nutrition throughout the week.
Okay.
You have to reward yourself. Go balls out right. on the weekend.
Enjoy
yourself so listen, on the weekend.
Hold on. So listen.
I wake up with chip crumbs. I wake up with chip crumbs on Sunday morning.
This is sounding more and more enticing to me. Okay? It's sounding more and more enticing. He's telling me I don't have to run on a treadmill because I have to worry about my knees and my back.
Yes.
Right. Therefore, my benefits are good. He's telling me that I can end up insuring my kids and myself with my life insurance benefits if I just choose to eat properly.
Right.
He's giving me a $20 diet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of all the foods I like to eat anyway, sweet potato,
yeah.
olive oil.
See that?
I love bananas.
Yeah.
I love fig. Plantain. I love a fig, bro. Yeah. I love a fig, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I can eat it and eat it in an abundance.
Yes.
Without overeating.
Feeling guilty right. about it either. Right?
And then you're saying at the end of all of this, I can have a snack. I can have some food. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm actually buying what you're selling right now.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that because I tell people all this. Spend some time with me and I'll give you a six pack without getting you drunk.
I can use that because that way I have a reason why all these girls keep hugging on me. Like I say, yo, get off me.
Yeah.
I'm hugging on me
yeah.
right now.
Right? Yeah. And here the, this happened to me the other night at Jack Astor's. We had a bunch of our brothers sitting together and you know, we're celebrating a good brotherhood moment. And one of the brothers looked across and seen me with a Guinness in my hand.
Right.
And said, well, wait a minute. Well, you know, I'm here drinking water and lime and the brothers and the fit brothers over there sipping on a Guinness. Why? I said, I'll tell you why. I earned it. I earned it.
We reward ourselves with food.
Yes, we do.
Right?
I think we over-reward ourselves. That's the problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of times, especially in our community, the black community, like Roger said in the beginning, you know, we have any event, no matter what it is, birthday party, it could be a sad event as a funeral, it could be a happy event as, you know, your brother coming home from penitentiary or something.
Mm, absolutely. And that's yes.
We're rewarding ourselves. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we got the chicken, the turkey, the kalaloo, the... Everything is coming out in full force, but I think it's just a matter of that balance. Like I think you're mentioning balance, Amar, in terms of workout balance, but just don't make the chip crumbs and the Guinness overtake you, your hard work of what you're doing.
Now,
right?
you mentioned something that's beautiful, Kev. You said, you know, celebrating a brother coming out of the pen. Have you ever noticed how perfect their bodies are?
Absolutely.
Have right. you ever noticed that?
Sometimes right. I want to go to jail. Just to
right?
But somebody lock me up.
But look at the philosophy behind it. They're eating four to six times a day and working out two to three times a week, if not every day.
Yeah.
So there's something in the science behind it. It's so obvious, right?
Right.
We always look at athletes and we always say, man, I would like to be like, look at that body, right? The whole point of this is you can train like an athlete without being an athlete.
Wow. That's amazing. I remember Amar, we've spoken off air before, and you mentioned to me, you know, we look at athletes and we might watch a sport, and sometimes we laugh and say, oh man, are you getting paid millions of dollars to do that? Man, it's hard work.
It's hard work.
It is hard
it
work.
It is hard work.
See, you know what? I challenge you to a race, and you know what? I want to officially challenge you to something.
Mm-hmm.
If you can promise me that you're willing to come back and educate our listeners, mm-hmm. I will guarantee you that I will come out, videotape me working out with you.
I like
because
that.
Because I got a body that's needed to be sculpted. So
I like that.
If you please, do me the favor. Yes. Promise me that you're going to come back and educate our listeners.
You know, more than just promise you, I would like to make a... I would like to make a... From the heart, I would like to make a commitment. Right. And I would the commitment would be is this. I would definitely like to go ahead, take care of you and get you to your goal. And when you reach your goal, I want this to be shown. I want this to be shared.
it's not just me. I got a lot of young people that's watching me. Let's educate them. Let's get them going. Keep doing the great work you're doing in the community. DFC, how can we find you later on in the community?
Well, you know, once again, I'm Amar, your fitness coach and consultant and your fat loss expert. You can reach me at determinationfitcamp.com. You can reach me at determinationfitcamp@gmail.com. And, you know, we're just building right now. This radio station is going to be my home, so I'm going to be here.
Definitely.
I have an idea.
Let's go ahead.
Let's bring this guy back regularly because there's so much more that he can educate you.
I'm with that. I like that. You know I'm with that.
You with that?
Yeah.
I like that.
I love what we're talking about here. This is the Read to Rap Roundtable. I'm your host, Roger T, sitting here with DFC, fitness coach, and mayor. Listen, Kev, wrap up, but don't wrap up too long. I'm going to go do a workout, come back.
There you go. Amar, your fitness coach and consultant.
Yes, Amar, thank you for coming through. It's the Read to Rap Roundtable. And I'd like to take a shout out to COTUclothing.ca. Thank you for sponsoring today's episode, COTU Clothing, Center of the Universe. And I want to be the center of my universe, so make sure I got to look fit. So definitely I'm going to shout out DFC. And we're gonna do that challenge, man. We're going to get it in.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. So, get Roger TikTok.
That's right. So till the next episode, listeners, be safe, have fun. I'm your main man, Kevin C, in the place to be, most definitely.
Most definitely.
I don't think you can get it right like me.
No, that's yours. That's yours. You own that.
I got practice.
That's all.
I need a coach.
That's all.
Thanks for tuning in to the Read to Rap Roundtable. I'm Mahuli Chai, and that's a wrap.
Thank you for tuning in to the Read to Rap Roundtables, and that's a wrap. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
This is an Asone.
And that's a wrap.
And that's a wrap.
And that's a wrap. Yeah!
For more information, log on to readtorap.com. That's READ, the number 2, RAP.com.
Hi, this is Rashe.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
This is Shanique, and you're listening to the Read to Rap Roundtable with Kevin C. and Roger T. That is our rap.
That is our rap. That is our rap.
You can follow us on Twitter at Read to Rap and Read to Rap Music. Also, like our photos on Instagram at Read to Rap Music, and like us on Facebook at Read to Rap. At Read to Rap. At Read to Rap. At Read to Rap.